You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith, but our special segment today, Catholic Schools Today, and I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary of the Woods Church on Chicago's Northwest Side, and co-hosting today, back by popular demand on Catholic Schools Today, Dr. Nicholas Walsinovich, the superintendent of Catholic Schools, the Archdiocese of Chicago. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Greg. How are you today?
Doing very well. How are you on this beautiful Monday morning? We can't be talking about the Bears. They're long gone.
That's right. That's for sure.
They're long.
And it's snowing here in Chicago a little bit. So,
but I'll tell you something, Nick.
All is right.
Except for the first 1 or 2 days of January, we have been so blessed. Mm-hmm. Last week setting records back-to-back days. And as someone said, each day that is a beautiful day, well, every day is beautiful in the sense of it's a gift from God, gets us one day closer to spring.
Absolutely.
And the days are starting to get a little bit longer with daylight. But
I want to hear you saying that this weekend.
Yes, 15 degrees below zero, wind chill. I'll be singing a different tune, trying to start my car. And we are taking phone calls here on Catholic Schools Today, 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979, time coming up on 9:02 a.m. in Chicago, on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. And our topic is Catholic Schools Week, which will be celebrated at the 256 Archdiocese of Chicago schools in Cook and Lake Counties. Catholic Schools Week is from Sunday, January 27th through Saturday, February 2nd. Local school activities include special masses, open houses, and visits from archdiocesan and civic representatives. Listeners are invited to call in and share their activities and open house information. And maybe, Nick, as a way to help get us into the first segment is, what is the history of Catholic Schools Week, and why do we have it?
Well, I was hoping you'd ask that question.
Good. Hit on a good question.
Well, you know, there was a time in the history of Catholic schools where you didn't have to think in terms of what the Catholic Schools Week is all about. There was a time, as we have spoken about in past shows, where we had 50-some percent of our kids in Catholic schools. We were bulging. We had over 500 schools. We had 366,000 students.
Now, what year was that, Nick?
1964.
366,000 right. Grammar school, high school, young
yeah.
people.
There were just about 400 elementary wow. and 100 high school. At that time, there was no need to even think in terms of marketing schools. Catholic Schools Week at that time was more of a celebration, which it is still now, but it has now evolved more into the idea of a part of the marketing program of a Catholic school, because we need to reach out to parents and to students to help them better understand the beautiful gifts that a Catholic school brings to the family and certainly most importantly to the child.
If we have gone from 366,000 young people in 1964, and today we have 256 schools, grammar, and mm-hmm. high school. What are the numbers today?
Well, we have 217 elementary schools, which is down from 400 in 64, and we have 40 high schools, 39 high schools, which is down about 60 from 64. So we have decreased our numbers significantly. And so now instead of us having 52-53% of our baptized Catholic students in our schools, we now have somewhere closer to 12 or 13%. So obviously there's a tremendous number of young people out there, families out there, who need to be told about the wonderful story of Catholic schools. And Catholic Schools Week is one of the strategies, one of the things we do to help teach them about the wonderful gifts of a Catholic school.
And now, what are the exact numbers today? Is it under
100,000? We have 96,000 students total I think it's 67,000 elementary and around 28,000 in some high school.
And yet we still have much to celebrate.
Oh, absolutely.
And we again are taking phone calls on Catholic schools today. It's Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich. We're going to go to the phone lines here. With us we have Marcella Bosnick, principal of St. Patrick's School in Wadsworth. Marcella, good morning and welcome to Catholic Schools Today. Are you with us, Marcella? All the way up from Wadsworth. Maybe we lost Marcella. Marcella, do call us back here and let us know. Marcella, you're with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. How are you, Marcella?
I'm just fine, Father Greg. How are you? And good morning to Dr. Nick, too.
Good morning, Marcella.
And Marcella is the principal of St. Patrick's School in Wadsworth. And Marcella, with the celebration of Catholic Schools Week starting on Sunday, January 27th, what do you have planned for the whole week at St. Patrick's School?
Well, we have a wonderful week planned this year. On Sunday, we have a book fair, we have a pancake breakfast, we have self-guided tours, and our student council will be on board to make sure that we showcase our school to the parish and to the community of Wadsworth. So we're really looking forward to that kickoff on Sunday, and we have many groups who work together. Our student council, our PTO, our director of liturgy is very helpful in getting children very much involved. The other big thing we have happening is that Bishop Rassus will be with us on Tuesday for Mass with the children. He will celebrate Mass at 8:30 in the morning, and then he will stay with us for a bit of the day to visit our school and to go on a wee tour. The other thing that will be happening on that Tuesday is that our children will be bringing a item for one of our schools in need. It's a school supply item, like a box of pencils or markers or crayons, so that we can really help some other schools. It's like kids helping kids. So mm-hmm. We're really looking forward to that on Tuesday during our Mass.
And anything else happening the rest of the week? It sounds like a pretty busy Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Anything else going on the rest of the week, Marcella?
Well, the student council, of course, they're very interested in having something fun to do during Catholic Schools Week. So we will have a crazy sock day, and they can wear their any kind of shoes on their crazy socks. So they mm-hmm. really appreciate that. But we're going to end our week again with prayer, and our student council, we've tried very hard to get our children not just involved in the liturgy, but to prepare the liturgy. So the student council will be leading us in prayer every morning at 8:10 when we do announcements of the day. Mm-hmm. And they will end the week in prayer by having an all-school prayer service in the church at the end of our day on Friday. So we begin our week in prayer and we end our week in prayer.
And Marcella, how many children at St. Patrick's School in Wadsworth?
Well, our school has really grown over the last few years. Our school more than doubled in size. We have 595 children in grades K through 8 and 110 children in our preschool. So our school has really grown over the last 10 years. We're very proud of that.
And then you have been principal for how long?
I knew you were going to ask me that, Father Greg. This is my 29th year here at St. Patrick's.
Wait. God bless you.
Wait, you are in your 29th year as principal at St. Patrick's School.
That's right.
How many years in Catholic schools overall?
34.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Wow. And you sound like you're about 31 years old. I thought you were going to tell me you were brand new, like a rookie principal.
Well, I think it's children who keep you young.
Well,
you know?
God, yeah, in fact, sure. Nick, is Marcella the longest running principal in the Archdiocese?
I don't believe so, but she's right up there.
Wow. Well, Marcella, God bless you, and thank you for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today. We've been with Marcella Bosnick, the principal of St. Patrick's School in Wadsworth. We'll be celebrating Catholic Schools Week, the week of January 27th. Our number is 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. Things might be happening in your particular school for Catholic Schools Week. I'm Father Greg Sackles, along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich. Stay with us. We'll be back after a break. And do not touch that dial.
The Catholic Campaign for Human Development helps fund organizations that break the cycle of poverty and make Chicagoland a better place to live.
Our organization conducted a summer academic camp on Chicago's South Side to keep kids safe, off the streets, and help them succeed in school.
Thanks to our efforts, the EPA is cleaning up industrial pollution that is threatening residents in scores of homes in Little Village.
We have been fighting to keep a well-respected nursing home open in Lake County.
We teach homeless women a useful craft, pay them a living wage, and offer them transitional housing if needed.
Those are just a few examples of the wonderful work being done by the more than 20 local organizations funded by the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. Please support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. Let's break the cycle of poverty and make Chicago and the suburbs a better place to live.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today. Time is 9:11 on this beautiful, snowy Monday morning in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackles along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich. I forgot to mention, Nick, at the top of the show, our warmest congratulations to our producer, Ryan Blackburn, who is a dad. His beautiful wife gave birth to a beautiful little girl, Eleanor Brennan, on Christmas Eve, December 24th.
Fantastic.
They are mom and dad for the first time. So, Ryan, you look very tired. I'm getting
but very happy.
But tired, tired but happy. And our prayers are with all three of you. So, congratulations, Ryan Blackburn and his wife, for beautiful Eleanor Brennan. We're going to go back to the phones here, and with us we have now Mary Ann Dutcher, Development Director of St. Anastasia School in Waukegan. Mary Ann, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Dr. Nick.
Good morning to you. And what are the great things happening, Mary Ann, at St. Anastasia School in Waukegan for Catholic Schools Week?
Well, what we are going to do, since our theme is Light the Way, we're going to try to encourage our students to light the way for other people that are less fortunate. We're going to start out with a mass, with our student council, welcoming our parents, actually our parishioners, and also thanking our parishioners for their continual support of our school. That will be on the first week of Catholic, or the first Sunday of Catholic school.
January 27th.
Right. And then all week long, we're going to have a penny challenge, a competition between each of the classes to bring in pennies. And those monies we're going to use to buy games and toys for a safe place here in Waukegan. On Monday, we're going to ask the children to all bring a candy bar to school and wear red, white, and blue to honor those servicemen that have been fighting for our country.
Mm-hmm.
We have two former graduates, David and Chris Johnson, who went to school here and who are currently stationed in Kuwait. So they are going to be receiving 300 candy bars to share with their fellow troops.
Good.
And on Tuesday, we are going to be having a bake sale, actually Tuesday and Wednesday. And the funds from the bake sale are going to be given to our pastor, Father Aloy, who has a classmate that has a street children mission in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will be sending all of the proceeds from our two bake sales to them, as well as the kids are going to be making Valentine cards for the people in Lilac Ledge. It's a nursing home here in Waukegan.
Marianne, I know Father Aloy. He's a tremendous supporter of Catholic schools.
He certainly is.
And he's led some interesting thrusts in the area of stewardship. So when you mentioned the parishioner support, could you say a little bit more about how the parish in general supports the school?
I don't think there is a better group of parishioners than ours. whenever there's anything that our school needs, all we have to do is ask. And I'm not being facetious. I have been here at St. Anastasia for 34 years.
Wow.
No, wait, hold on, Marion. You've been at St. Anastasia for 34 years.
I'm almost like my neighbor, Marcy. Marcy and I are golf partners from yesteryear. So when she preceded me, I thought that was kind of funny.
So the thing is now, you are presently with development at St. Anastasia. What were your previous positions at the school?
Actually, the development is my sideline. I have been the kindergarten teacher for 34 years.
Wow.
And so like
that
everything else, we always wear many, many hats.
You could be the alumni director, too.
But we really do have a wonderful, wonderful parish. I think probably we were one of the first elementary schools to have a development director. And we have had one for the last 15 years, probably even longer than that, Bob Morris. And I think that we were probably on the cutting edge and as far as the elementary school goes. And our parishioners, I can't say enough about how generous they are and how supportive they are of our school.
Now, Father Loy, he certainly supports the whole notion of stewardship with the parishioners, right?
Yes, he does. And he encourages all of us to participate. And he is such a supportive pastor. He's just a wonderful person.
He's a great, great priest. Well, Marianne Dutcher, who is a kindergarten teacher and also does development on the side at St. Anastasia School in Waukegan, and say thank you very much for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today. And our prayers are with you as you begin Catholic Schools Week in a couple of weeks. And God bless you and many more years over in the school. And now joining us by phone is Nancy Nasco, the principal of St. Pius V School in Chicago. Good morning, Nancy, and welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Hi, good morning, Father Greg. Hi, Dr. Nick.
Hey,
congratulations, Ryan.
Yes, that's right. Congratulations. We all know about Ryan's little beautiful little baby girl. Now, Nancy, where is St. Pius V exactly located?
We're at 1919 South Ashland in the Pilsen community of Chicago.
And how many children in the school presently?
We just have a new student that joins us today, so we have 252 students.
Oh, that's marvelous. You've been principal for how long, Nancy?
I became principal in 1996. I came to St. Pius in 1986 thinking that I would just stay here for 1 year.
Wow.
But I loved it so much, I begged the principal to let me stay, and I've been here ever since.
So which means you began as a teacher back in 86 and principal in 96.
Right. I taught at Providence Agad School. I think I began in, I'm embarrassed to say, 78.
Boy, yes, you also sound about like that.
Let me tell you, Father Greg, she does a wonderful job at St. Pius V. Thank you.
And the thing is now, what's happening over at St. Pius V for Catholic Schools Week, Nancy?
Well, Father, things are happening here. As a matter of fact, we're starting even a little bit before the actual official week begins. This Friday, we are awarding the Peacemaker Awards to students who exemplify and demonstrate qualities of peacemakers and follow the teachings of Jesus and men like Gandhi, Dr. Martin Luther King, women like Mother Teresa. So we start a little bit ahead of time and honor their fine work.
That's wonderful.
Then when we actually start, of course, we'll all gather for Mass, and that weekend we are having parent-teacher-student conferences. So families can come to school. They can see the artwork and classwork that is displayed throughout the building, get good news about their children's progress. And then we are going to do like the other women have mentioned. We'll start every morning with prayer, and we'll start with Student Appreciation Day. So we will have an assembly honoring special achievements of our students. We'll have a spirit that afternoon, led by 8th grade class, okay? All week long, we're going to be offering personal tours so people can come in and get to know us one-on-one or in small groups. We'll go on during the week celebrating the good work that St. Pius V Parish does in the community. Our parish is really, really active, not just in Pilsen, but throughout the city. So we'll be talking to members of the parish staff to find out what they do in service, and then we'll be encouraging our students also to be involved in different service projects. We're also going to invite graduates of St. Pius to come and talk about what they are currently doing in their lives, talk about vocations. We'll have members of the, we have the Dominican priests and brothers.
Yes, you do.
So they're going to be coming and talking to us, as well as Sister Erica Jordan, our former principal, who's a Cincinnati Dominican. She'll be coming and talking to our children. And then finally, we're going to honor our fabulous, I'm a little choked up, faculty and staff. We are so lucky to have such wonderful teachers. Almost every teacher has been nominated or won an award for exemplary teaching. More than two-thirds of our teachers have or are pursuing advanced degrees. So we are going to be honoring them at Mass, as well as treating them to lunch. Well, no recess duty that day, so they're happy.
Well, I'll tell you this, Nancy. It sounds like you have like a Catholic Schools Month coming up, not a Catholic Schools. We're going to say thank you very much for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today, and to your entire community at St. Pius V, to all the children. God's blessings for a wonderful Catholic Schools Week. And so we've been talking with Nancy Natsko, the principal of St. Pius V. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today. Time is 9:21. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Dr. Nicholas Wolsonowicz. Stay with us. We'll be back after a break.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today. Time is 9:22 on this beautiful Monday morning in Chicago on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Dr. Nicholas Wolsonowicz. We're talking about Catholic Schools Week, and the next principal needs no introduction. I know him very well. On the phone we have Mr. Patrick Kelly, the principal of St. Mary of the Woods School on Chicago's Northwest Side. Pat, I didn't know you were going to be coming on as a guest this morning. Welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you very much, Father Greg. Dr. Nick, good to be on the air with you.
How you doing, Patrick?
And Pat is the a rookie principal at St. Mary of the Woods and doing an outstanding, fabulous job. And Pat, it's great to have you on the radio. I know we meet every Tuesday morning, and I see even more often than that. So, Pat, maybe let us know what is happening at our school and parish for...
Well, I'm glad you got me on the air because you're part of this, so you might want to know about some of the things we're doing.
He might want to take some notes.
Yeah, Pat, what are we doing? No. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, we're kind of doing things a little bit different. We're starting Catholic Schools Week on the 28th, and we're going to end up, we're going to conclude with a Mass celebration on the 3rd. So
correct.
We're starting out Monday, and we're having a baby picture contest where the students get to guess the teachers based on their baby pictures.
What about the pastor?
Yeah, well, he'll be in there too. And we're going to black and white all the pictures so that there can be no, you know, prejudice based on any type of, you know, what year you were born. So
that is great.
That should be interesting. And then we're moving on to Tuesday.
Do they get prizes for that, by the way, Pat?
I'm sorry?
Any prizes given for guessing the right picture with the teacher?
Absolutely. There's going to be prizes, you know, galore this week. We still have to figure out what those will be, but they're definitely going to be in the
A picture of the principal.
Yeah.
as a prize.
And then Tuesday, we're moving on to Student Appreciation Day. Students get to be out of uniform that day. They have a mix and match day And then, Father Greg, you might want to know about this. We have an all-school bingo with a special bingo announcer, who is a famous talk show or radio host.
I hear that I'm going to be announcing bingo or calling the bingo numbers.
Yes, that would be you.
That'll be a fun, fun event. You got to just tell me what time it's going to be. I think it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon or something.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be at 12:30 or...
Oh, that's fine. So. That's great.
You'll be up by then.
I'll be up by then. That's right. Finishing breakfast.
And then Wednesday, that's our special teacher day. The teachers get to be out of uniforms only. And then we have a special lunch for them put on by our wonderful parents. And then I am going to give them a special treat, which is a surprise, which they don't know about. And
okay, they should not be listening because they're in the classroom right,
right
now.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I figure that's pretty safe. So.
Mm-hmm. So you got a surprise on Wednesday.
Absolutely. Special surprise for the teachers on Wednesday. And then finally, Thursday, we're... actually, not finally, but Thursday we're going to a student switch day. So students and teachers kind of switch. The students will get to teach a little bit of the class and get to see what it's like to be a teacher.
Hmm.
And then finally, Friday, we're ending up with kind of a casual day. It's going to be an out-of-uniform day, and then the teachers will be able to pick a movie they can show in the afternoon. But then the one part I like about it is I've asked all the students to write a small essay on what it means to receive a Catholic education, and then we're going to put that up on the website at the end of the week.
Well, that's terrific.
I'd like, I think it'd be a good idea, Pat, if you would send that copy of those things down to our office. I'd like to see those.
Oh, absolutely. No problem.
And again, I know that we begin and end every day with prayer, and much is happening in our school regarding social justice and working with the poor and reaching out to the poor. And I know that this will be your first time, Pat, but for the liturgy that Sunday at the 10:30 Mass, literally our church holds about 750. There'll be over 900 people.
Wow.
The Catholic schools liturgy at St. Mary of the Woods, we bring back the alumni, mm-hmm. and it's just a very sense of festivity gathered around the table of the Lord in Eucharist, and the alum come back, and it's back working that liturgy right now. So, Pat, sounds like we have a lot
Super.
Happening
Great.
Over at St. Mary of the Woods, and you're doing a fabulous job. I want to say keep it up, and
thank you.
Love your enthusiasm, and so God bless you, and I should be back soon.
Okay.
And finishing with radio, so... To all back at St. Mary of the Woods, let's keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you. Great Take work, care.
Pat. Have a great day, Pat. Thank you.
You. Bye-bye. Bye.
Now we have with us an assistant principal, St. Mary, Star of the Sea, Candy Usowskis. Welcome to Catholic Schools Today. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning.
And
good morning,
the thing
Dr.
is,
Nick.
How you doing, Candy?
I'm doing great.
Great.
Now, Candy, you are the assistant principal.
No, actually, I'm on the administrative team. I'm not the assistant principal, but
oh,
I
that's
like
close.
The promotion.
Yeah, you're part of the administrative team. And now, how many
same
children?
Same pay.
Same pay. How many children over at St. Mary Star of the Sea?
We have a little over 400 students.
And the thing is that, and how many years have you been there?
My whole life. I went to school here.
Oh, so, okay, so you're a graduate of St. Mary's Star of the Sea.
I'm an alumnae of St. Mary's Star of the Sea. I live in the parish. I was born here, baptized here, all sacraments, the whole nine yards, and now I'm teaching here.
That is marvelous. And so what are some of the things happening at St. Mary's Star of the Sea for Catholic Schools Week?
Well, Catholic Schools Week is an exciting time, and I have to tell you that it's kind of a year-long process in getting this, because as soon as this week is finished, we'll be starting our plans for next week. We focus on the whole student. We kick off our Catholic Schools Week on Sunday with a 10:30 Mass. Parents, alumni, parishioners, everyone is invited to attend. And then right after Mass, we open up the school, and we have a tour during the open house where they can meet with the teachers and look at the students' work. Also this year at the open house, we will be having a book fair going on in one of our halls. And coinciding at that time, our Market Day program is going to have a taste of Market Day, so the parents and students and members can come and taste the different things that we sell through Market Day. And we will also be having a math literature activity time where the students will be able to come and listen to stories read. They will be all children's books that have math activities, and then there'll be activities that go along with it, like logic and puzzles and shape activities. There'll also be a registration for next year at that time. On Monday, our students will be making their confirmation in February, and the grades 6 through 8 do a confirmation roundup. At that time, the students quiz each other on the different doctrine that they've learned for their preparation for their confirmation. The first graders are going to be doing a vocabulary hat parade. They will be wearing hats that have the words and definitions, and will actually have drawings of their different words. In the afternoon, we involve our community in this day. We're going to ask the librarian, the children's librarian from West Palm Library, to come, and she's going to be reading some winter stories and working with all of our students at that time. On Tuesday, we're going to work on some conflict resolution. We have a special guest, Dan the Juggler, is going to come, and he's going to share his talents. And we do take 10 at our school, where we teach the children to wait it out, walk it out, and talk it out. And he's going to reaffirm this with his presentation. And this is exciting because this year, this presentation, we were able to do this because our student council held a Santa's Secret Shop, and the funds that they raised, they gave us so that we could present this during Catholic Schools Week. In the afternoon, the children will be able to go to the book fair that was held on the weekend. Those that might not have been able to come will get the opportunity to go to that. On Wednesday, the parents in parish-wide, we're opening the school to come in and see the children in action. They can come visit the classrooms and see us actually, you know, in our day-to-day operations. And we'll be celebrating diversity that day. It's Ethnic Day, and truly, if you know, stop by, it's a great day to come in because the kids bring in all their ethnic foods, and they wear their costumes, and they bring artifacts in, and it's really just a fun day.
Well, let me ask you this, Candy, where is St. Mary's Star of the Sea located?
St. Mary's Star of the Sea is moments away from Midway Airport.
Sure.
We're 6424 South Kenneth.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very, like, if you know where Midway is, you've got a good barometer as to where to find us.
Near there.
Yes.
Well, then we need to bring the segment to a close. We want to thank Candy Usowskis,
yes,
connected with St. Mary Star of the Sea on the administrative team, and say thank you, and our prayers are with you, Candy.
Thank you.
You could celebrate Catholic Schools Week on Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Dr. Nicholas Wolsonovich. 312-751-1979 on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. Stay with us and do not touch that dial.
Ask people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
Boy, I gave a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze that lasted forever, a great kiss. Those things are really important.
She got a really short haircut that she hated, and I wrote her a note and put it up on the mirror saying that she was a cute girl with cute hair.
What have I done for my marriage today?
We've actually organized a date night tonight.
What have I done for my marriage today?
Wow, that is a great question.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah.
Today, I sent an email to my husband, and I said, "You rock."
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
I listened to my wife when we talked on the telephone today. She really likes it when I listen.
What have you done for your marriage today? Little things can make a big difference. For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
Come celebrate our Catholic faith in the land down under. Pope Benedict XVI is calling young people from around the world to join him in July 2008 for World Youth Day in Sydney, Australia.
This vibrant celebration features popular Catholic musicians, catechesis by our bishops, including our own Cardinal Francis George, and an overnight vigil mass with the Pope.
Call the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry for details on this once-in-a-lifetime spiritual journey.
The number is 773-388-8674. That number again, 773-388-8674. Join 1 million young Catholics in this global expression of Catholic faith.
Hope to see you in Sydney next July.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sachs, along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich. Time is coming up on 9:35 on a wonderful Monday morning here in Chicago. On Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m., and we're talking about Catholic Schools Week in the 256 Archdiocese of Chicago schools in Cook and Lake Counties celebrating Catholic Schools Week, January 27th to Saturday, February 2nd. And with us by phone, again, we have now another principal, Catherine Sullivan Wollenfang, principal of Immaculate Conception in North Park. Katie, welcome to Catholic Schools Today. Are you with us, Katie?
I am with you. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Now, we're just going to switch gears a little bit, Katie, and that is instead of talking about what is happening each day, which I know there's probably many wonderful things happening, before we even get to that, is why is Catholic Schools Week important to Immaculate Conception each year?
Well, I think that it really emphasizes the partnership that we have with our families, and I think one of the hallmarks of Catholic education is the partnership we share and the community we create by having close relationships with our families, which includes obviously not just our students but our parents. So it really gives us, I think, an opportunity to join together with the whole Catholic school system and share the likenesses of our neighborhood Catholic schools, but also the unique differences we have at the local level. So it's a great way to celebrate all the great things we're doing and invite our parents in to be a part of that hands-on.
Katie, why don't you talk a little bit about the wonderful growth that Immaculate Conception has experienced because of all these partnerships?
Certainly. And you're right, Dr. Nick, it truly is because of these partnerships. In 2002, Immaculate Conception School went through a rebirth and reopened after being closed for over 20 years. We reopened our doors to preschool and kindergartners and welcomed about 17 small friends in the building. And this year we serve preschool through fifth grade, so we've added a grade annually, and about 240 students. So we are growing at a rapid pace. And
your building.
And that's what I was just going to say. And one of the really exciting things we wanted to highlight this Catholic Schools Week in particular is our expansion project. So we have just completed over Christmas vacation a $1.5 million addition to our building. So we have a second floor addition on top of our newly constructed preschool wing from 2002. And it is a gorgeous reflection of innovative and creative and contemporary Catholic education. And the building will serve four additional classrooms, a meeting room, new bathrooms, and it's a connection from our old 50s building to our new addition.
So your school that started out 5 years ago or thereabouts, and in 3 years you'll be about 350 kids.
Correct.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. That's a wonderful story.
And have you been principal since the beginning in 2002, Katie?
I have, correct. I have been Father Pat Lee.
Great.
The invitation to be a part of this venture with him. And so in 2002, we're in our sixth year this year. So,
Father Pat has provided tremendous leadership there, too, and support for this whole project. So our hat's off to him.
Definitely.
And you too, Katie.
Thank you.
And Katie, done a great job. Now, Katie, just fill us in just briefly for Catholic Schools Week at Immaculate Conception on North Park Avenue there. What's happening?
Well, you know what? We are going to invite our parents. We are hopeful to get our occupancy letter from the city this week. So it will be our grand opening of our new wing to our parents and our families. And again, our parents who have made great sacrifices and have really made a strong commitment to the growth of this school. So we will be inviting them in on Sunday after Family Mass, Sunday, January 27th. Mm-hmm. Father Pat will lead us in Family Mass, and then we'll have an open house that will invite them to the new wing. We have had our students and our teachers working really hard upon return from Christmas break on an integrated thematic unit, really focusing on, we wanted to take the theme this year and how Catholic schools light the way and how our students follow that path in lighting the way. So each classroom has been studying a different country and will throughout the month, and we will give our parents some passports on Sunday and Monday, and they will be welcome to visit the individual classrooms and get a taste of a very cultural and global feeling in our school. So
We've got pre-kindergartners studying Puerto Rico and Mexico and Colombia and Ecuador, and we've got kindergartners studying Italy, and first graders are going to travel to Egypt, and our second graders are going to stay close to home and study the United States and all the wonderful treasures we have.
So really what you're doing over at the school for Catholic Schools Week is somehow going way beyond the boundaries of the community to the wider community, that's somehow, you know, to really celebrate also the diversity.
Absolutely. Well, and integrating it in really purposeful ways into our curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, they will be studying social studies and science strategies and really delving into the way other people's way other people live and in comparison and in contrast to how we're living in our country.
Well, to Katie Sullivan Wollenfang, the principal of Immaculate Conception School on North Park Avenue, I want to say thank you very much for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today, and God's blessings upon your school, and say hi to Father Pat Lee from all of us here.
I will do
and,
that.
And God's blessings, 312-751-1979 to call in regarding Catholic Schools Week in your parish. Stay with us. We'll be back after a break.
Wake up to Youth 2000, February 29th through March 2nd at St. Benedict Parish in Chicago.
Youth 2000 leads young people to a personal encounter with the Eucharistic heart of Jesus Christ.
Youth 2000 inspires youth to live and give witness to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
For more information, visit the website missionchicago.net or call 773-588-6484.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
Christians around the world celebrate the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity from January 18th through the 25th of each year. This year marks 100 years of praying for Christian unity. You are invited to celebrate this occasion at the 8th Annual Chicagoland Ecumenical Prayer Service. Leaders from nearly 20 Christian churches of Chicago will participate in the service on Sunday, January 20th at 4 p.m. at Christ Community Church in South Holland. Please call the Office for Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs at 312-751-5325 for more information. That's 312-751-5325. And remember to keep in your prayers the Christian unity that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ desired for us.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today. Time is 9:43 on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. I'm Father Greg Sachs along with Dr. Nicholas Wolsonovich. And for our last segment today on Catholic Schools Today, this happens to be the last Catholic Schools Today radio show for Dr. Nicholas Wolsonovich. The Office of Catholic Schools and the 256 Archdiocese of Chicago Schools wish him well. Why? Because this Friday is Dr. Nick's last day here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. What was thought to be retirement is not. Dr. Nicholas is moving on to the Diocese of Orlando, Florida, as the Superintendent of Catholic Schools in Orlando, Florida, and also the Director of Faith Formation.
It's called the Secretary of Faith Formation and Superintendent.
Well, first of all, Nick, you will be deeply missed here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. After 7 years, you've done a marvelous job, creative, innovative, and bringing change. And somehow the Lord has now led you to, well, first, certainly a warmer climate.
That's for sure.
And but really, your first day in Orlando will be a week from Thursday.
That's right.
January 24th. So your last day here, you then have about less than 1 week to pack up, move to Orlando, and begin a week from Thursday in Orlando.
That's correct.
And the thing is that I just want to say you've done a marvelous job here in Chicago, and there's been many challenges. There's been many challenges, but when you know you're trying to give vision and direction, somehow we know that it's the leader is the Lord. But then to be able to work with all those in Chicago in such a diverse group. But we're going to get to the phones here because a few people want to call in to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
With us by phone is Richard Guerin, principal of St. Bede, the Venerable School in Chicago. Rick, good morning. Welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning. Good morning, Nick.
How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing fine, Nick.
Where's the mute button here?
That's I've right.
Thank you for joining us, Rick. We'll go to our next caller.
No. I got a no cutoff button here.
So, Rick, you're what would you like to share regarding Dr. Nick?
Well, before I do, I got to tell you about you. I was listening to Katie about Immaculate Conception.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful place, and I encourage people to go. My daughter taught there for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Super. When she moved back east, she went and taught there and had two wonderful years until she had twins.
Oh.
And they wouldn't let her bring the twins to school, so she stayed home. But she had two wonderful years there, and I visited it often.
Well, that is great. That's terrific. Congratulations to your daughter.
Yeah, it's a nice school, and it does show the future. And that's what I thank Nick for, you know. For your passion, Nick, the empowerment you gave to principals and teachers, our curriculums, I think you really, you fought so hard to keep the future good. The Genesis program, everything you did was to keep building up our schools for the future. I know how hard you fought to keep them open, even when you had to make some tough decisions, and I thank you for it all.
Well, we started out by closing 60 schools. That's how many schools have closed since I've been here. And that was the first part of my tenure, so to speak. And what we try to do is change that, as Rick says so rightfully, started with Genesis and trying to move in some other directions. And, we haven't closed many schools the last year, and then last year we didn't close any schools. And hopefully we keep that number down to a very small number this year. So that's one of the things that we hopefully have accomplished, turning the corner. And whatever has been accomplished because of the tremendous people who are in the schools working very hard.
You know, I heard a great phrase. You know, you talk about, you know, giving back to a community, giving back. But one of our parishioners once said, it's not about giving back, it's giving forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving forward. And I think even what Rick is saying, principal over at St. B, the Venerable Parish School, is a sense of looking forward. And I think, Rick, you are right. That somehow the challenges, and I really forgot, Nick, that when you came here that first second year, it did involve closing 60 schools.
In the first, I think, 4 years, it was 60 schools.
Amazing.
But you know what Nick did, though, differently? He now then put it back on the schools. You don't have to close. Here's all kinds of options what you can do to stay open. Here's what you can try. Here's our support we received. You know, it wasn't just, all right, you're not making it, goodbye. You know, that's what Genesis did and Nick has done, and his passion for keeping schools open was, here, let's try these things. And that's made a big difference in a lot of schools.
Well, I want to say to Richard Guerin, the principal of St. Bede, the Venerable School in Chicago, thank you, Rick, for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today, and God bless you in the great work you're doing.
You're very
kind.
Keep
up your enthusiasm. We're going right back to the phone.
Could I just thank Nick for the invitation that we can all stay with him when we go to Orlando? That
absolutely.
Was very nice.
The charter plane leaves.
My family appreciates it.
The charter plane leaves on Monday. So
grandchildren.
Rick, thank you very much. And back to the phones with Father Brian Paulson, president of St. Ignatius College Prep in Chicago. Brian, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
And how are things go over at St. Ignatius College Prep? You do marvelous work.
We had a great showing the entrance exam day on Saturday. We had
how many took it?
819 students here.
So 819, fantastic. And you have room for how many?
$345,350.
And so you're getting some top-notch young people.
Mm-hmm. We are. We're lucky. And, you know, it's Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I want to say, you know, congratulations on your years of service, and thank you so much. I've had the pleasure to work closely with Nick on both the high school leadership committee and then on the Genesis strategic planning process. And because St. Ignatius draws from over 200 grammar schools in the Archdiocese, you know, we have a stake in the health of the whole Archdiocese being in the middle of the city. And, you know, I've really admired Nick's hard work and determination and faith and passion for keeping Catholic schools open. And I think Genesis is a tremendous blueprint for the future for us, a great roadmap, and it's going to serve us very well.
Well, thank you very much. Of course, again, we were able to work with so many people in helping to design Genesis. And I think, I don't know if you were there, Ryan, but one of the best sessions we ever had was when we consulted with the students. That was really an exciting experience. And I think we do have a very good roadmap for the future. And I think the new superintendent, when he or she is named, is going to have a good direction to go. And the schools are already going in that direction. It'll be an exciting time here in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Absolutely. And you've also assembled a first-rate team around you in the offices, Sister Judy Cawley, Mary Ann Aselli, and Carol Palmer, and I can go on and on, of the people that I find just to be a real pleasure to work with. And so you're leaving your successor, with a
great foundation.
Yep, I agree with you. They're great people.
And Brian, I want to say thank you very much for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today. And I know that some of our own young people from St. Mary of the Woods are part of St. Ignatius College Prep, and they really love the high school. Brian, you've got to know that.
I want to say, too, that Brian has been extremely collaborative with us. What he said is very true. He has walked this walk with us. And he has contributed tremendously to the overall mission of the Catholic schools of the Archdiocese. He's been in there pitching with us, and that's been very much appreciated.
And just thanks, Nick. It's been a privilege, and our prayers go with you as you go to Orlando. Okay?
Thank you.
You deserve a little sunshine.
And great, Father,
God bless. Bye-bye now.
God
bye.
Bless you, sir. Father Brian Paulson, president of St. Ignatius College Prep in Chicago, for the fine work that he does. We're going to go to break here on Catholic Schools Today. The time is coming up on 9:52. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, and some closing memories with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich, who's on to Orlando, Florida, a week from Thursday. Stay with us. We'll be back after a break.
If my mom said no to life, I wouldn't be here.
I march because I'm a survivor.
I just want to stand up for all the children who don't have a voice of their own.
I march because they can't.
I march for change.
Join hundreds of thousands in Washington, D.C. this January at the annual March for Life. The Archdiocese of Chicago's Respect Life Office is hosting its fifth annual youth pilgrimage, a four-day trip open to people of all ages. For more information or to register, call 312-751-5355 or check out the Respect Life Office at www.archchicago.org. The registration deadline is December 14th, so act fast and join your voice to the cause for life. Call 312-751-5355 today.
I march.
I march.
I march because if I don't, who will?
Good morning. Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today. Father Greg Sackowitz and Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich, 9:53 in Chicago on this Monday morning. Going right back to the phones, we have with us Jack Percival, principal of St. Andrew's School on Chicago's Northwest Side. Good morning, Jack.
Hi, good morning, Greg. Hi, Nick.
Good morning, Jack.
How you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And Jack, some of your memories regarding Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich.
Well, I just would like to, on behalf of the whole, the entire St. Andrew's School community, and to thank him for his hard work over these 7 years. He's really moved our system so much forward. It has been a great treat working here in the Archdiocese. Nick has some of us maybe kicking and screaming a little bit, but he's moved us forward to realizing that there is a place for Catholic schools, and our future is going to be bright. And Nick, you're going to leave our system much better off than when you found it some 7 years ago.
Well, I trust that that is true, and I have to say that we have certainly done our part from the Office of Catholic Schools, but the principals have just really worked hard to make all this happen, and I really have a great deal of confidence that moving forward, this Genesis strategic plan for our schools will take hold and keep serving our kids very, very well.
And the thing that, Nick, you helped us to realize, and certainly I have over the years, that we don't want to become an elitist system. We want to be
a
system that's available for all the students and children of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And in your emphasis on trying to find the financial wherewithal so that we can move forward, the stewardship that we need to put in place to make sure our schools are financially sound in the future is much appreciated. Working with you on the voucher tax credit effort over these years is certainly beginning to see some fruit in our labor, and hopefully going forward that'll become a reality as well.
Yeah, we had a couple nice victories in the legislature this year, so we're very pleased with
that. That's right.
We want to say to Jack Percival, the principal of St. Andrew's School on Chicago's Northwest Side, thank you, Jack, for those wonderful thoughts and memories and congratulatory thoughts for Dr. Nicholas Wolsonovich, and God bless you and your great work, and keep up what you're doing. Also, prayers with you as you celebrate Catholic Schools Week coming up in a couple of weeks. And right back to the phones, we have Nancy Andresco, the principal of St. Jane DeChantel School and president of the Archdiocesan Principals Association. Good morning, Nancy. Welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Good morning, and thank you. And good morning, Dr. Nick. How are you this morning?
Fine, thanks, Nancy.
That's good.
And Nancy, being the principal, also the president of the APA, the Archdiocesan Principals Association, I'm sure you have worked directly often with Dr. Nicholas Wolsonovich.
Yes, I have, and we're certainly, on behalf of the APA, I would like to, you know, thank Dr. Nick for all his hard work, for his support, for utilizing our leadership. I mean, he really relied on the APA. He attended all our meetings. He really wanted, you know, to share his vision with us and then worked with us, you know, to, you know, set those goals and go about, you know, to achieving those goals. And I think we're well on the way with Genesis. And while we'll certainly, you know, miss him, as Jack Percival said, you know, the Archdiocese is in a much better spot now, and we really can have a better feel about the future.
Well, thank you, Nancy. And I attribute that to all your hard work. I really have enjoyed working with the Archdiocesan Principals Association. We have two associations. The APA is for the elementary, and the High School Leadership Council is for, of course, the high schools. And we try to work with them as much as possible. They are creations of the principals, not us, the Office of Catholic Schools. But we work very, very closely with them, and we have found great benefit in the close collaboration.
And the thing is, Nancy, how many members of the Archdiocesan Principals Association?
There's approximately 28. What it is the diocese is divided into councils, and then each council has a chairperson, and the chair people plus a group of officers compose the APA.
Well, I do want to say thank you to Nancy Andresco, the principal of St. Jane DeChantel School in Chicago and president of the APA. Thank you, Nancy, for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today. And in just the last few seconds, Nick, any closing thoughts as you leave the Archdiocese of Chicago this weekend?
Yes, this weekend, January 18th. It's hard to believe after about 7 years. I would say that the most satisfying thing has been Genesis. Not only the fact that it's a document that is going to lead the way in the future, but also all the tremendously wonderful collaboration that went into that. Because we did talk to, like I said before, students, but parents and teachers, administrators, pastors, people from higher education, in terms of getting the insights into how our archdiocesan schools should be structured as we move forward, what we could do to make them more viable, make them more Catholic, make them more academically excellent. And that was an enormous amount of work. And what I'm very pleased with is how everybody has bought into it and said, this is our strategic plan moving forward.
Well, as a pastor at St. Mary of the Woods and working with Pat Kelly and Sister Rochelle before that, you know, Nick, you have done a marvelous job. It's been great working with you in the Archdiocese, also here on Catholic Schools Today, and know that our prayers are with you as God sends you to the sunny skies of Orlando. And so bless you, and also special thank you to our producer, Ryan Blackburn, new dad, and also co-producer Jasmine Quiros and our engineer Brian Hockey Man Brock for their great job. So, Nick, God bless you, and thank you for all you've done for the Archdiocese of Chicago and to
thank
our
you.
Listeners. God's blessings for a great week.
I hope you had the time of your life.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.
Good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.